You heard us gave the numbers, and that sounded more promising, I think, than it actually is. So I mean, we give you the numbers. You can use them here coming up soon. We'll try and get an open line for you, but they're locked right now. Everybody's taken, I think. But we'll try and give you a shot so that between now and the end of the show, you can get your predictions in and locked down for 2012 next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. So looking ahead at 2012, you know, there were a lot of predictions even right here in the first week of 2012 that may or may not be coming true. I think it was just, wasn't it just like December 12th? I was trying to look up at the exact date, but I think it was December 12th when Newt Gingrich said that, and I'm quoting here, "I'm now, I think, by a big margin, the front runner for the Republican nomination." I'd give that a buzz right now, because that's not, he's not, no, I don't know. See, I put him in a buzz, not a ding category. I think he was temporarily, but the way the things are going, you know, nobody sticks in that position as the front runner for long. So it'll be interesting to see what happens coming up next week when people actually have to start voting. Let's get to our polls, if you will, and we give you all the numbers at the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and get some predictions. We'll start with Robert from Minneapolis on the Skype line on Coast to Coast with his prediction for 2012. Robert?
Hey, Ian, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. What do you think's going to happen?
All right, so I think the year's going to be really positive in general, but my prediction is that David Hatcher Childress, a guest on the show often, I think he's going to have a breakthrough around the Grand Canyon work. You know, he talked about it like last week, I think. And
I didn't hear that show, so tell me, what did he say?
Well, you know, there's all these old stories, these stories of Egyptian artifacts. And,
right.
And he even mentioned Tibetan artifacts in the Grand Canyon and all that kind of stuff. Are you familiar with that?
I am, and mostly from work from other guests in the past. So I didn't make that connection with him. Sure, I understand exactly what you're talking about. And you're thinking that they may find some secret cache somewhere in the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, you know, it sounded like he was really on top of it. He was really, you know, connected to that, and there was a kind of an energy around the way he was talking about it. And I guess, like, there's these areas are blocked off and have been blocked off for a long time. And so I heard the show, and then within a day or so, I had some weird coincidental experiences that have really got me thinking that there might be something big, you know, as far as you know, ancient studies go. I mean, it might be, you know, a game changer, you know?
Well, I love that idea. And if I remember from past guests on Coast to Coast, the belief was that there was some sort of academic conspiracy to keep those caves unexplored and
that
they couldn't get in. And so what would be the game changer of it?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, if there is you know, Egyptian artifacts there, then or you know, even if it turns out there has been something hidden as far as an ancient ruin, I think it's, you know, whatever native tribe was from around there, maybe Navajo or something, you know, if it turns out there really is something there that's been guarded or, you know, caged off, essentially, that in and of itself will be really interesting. But if it's Egyptian artifacts, that changes everything. It'll be kind of like how we realized you had a guest on the show talking about the Chinese traveling to North America.
Sure.
It'll be, you know, that's huge. You know, I think it'll be enormous.
Well, I think here's the implications I see. If it turns out to be true, and I'm all for this being true, if it turns out to be true, what it's going to speak to and the foundation it's going to shake is in the belief that the academic scientific mainstream can be trusted. And I think that's the part that people are going to then question, well, what else, if it's true that they've been cordoning off this area and stopping independent research and treating it as kind of their own, you know, private domain and not letting the truth get out. If that turns out to be true, then everybody's going to question everything, because you think, well, somebody had to have known what was in there and then actively decided not to allow that information out for whatever reason. I'm not sure I understand whose interest it is to stop that information from getting out. I mean, why? I mean, it doesn't change anything in terms of, like, It doesn't change the country. It doesn't change. If it would be nice, actually, we would have our Egyptian artifacts. We wouldn't be obligated to return because they'd be ours. You know, they'd be left here for once. So I don't know. I'm hoping you're right. That's a great one for 2012 to get in there and finally know what's happening in the Grand Canyon. Dietrich is in Indianapolis on Coast to Coast on a wild card line. Dietrich?
Hey, how's it going today, Ian?
Good. What's your prediction for 2012?
Well, my prediction stems from the fact that President Obama gave his John Hancock to the National Defense Authorization Act today. And even though he does say, I don't know, he released a statement stating that he has serious reservations, you know, about the detention, interrogation, and the prosecution of suspected terrorists, the fact is that it was signed. And as a result of that, I do think, Ian, it's going to be a precipice for some blood in the streets and at least some sort of, you know, some sort of altercation that's going to unfortunately entail some blood.
Who will fight that?
Well, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see something akin to the Occupy Wall Street individuals, or at least just,
right.
You know, some.
It'll be on the liberal left as opposed to the conservative right.
Not necessarily. I think anybody who's of sound mind and is concerned about their personal liberties, regardless of their political stance, will be the ones that are engaged in that. And basically, I just think it's going to be a precipice for something, you know, for some violence to come.
All right. I only mentioned that because you said Occupy Wall Street, so that's why I was double checking. Okay, very good. Let me go to Wade in Alberta on a wild card line for the annual prediction show, Electric Boogaloo. Hey, Wade.
Happy New Year, Ian.
Happy New Year.
You wouldn't want a couple of extra cats, would you?
I would.
But you
I
would?
Love cats. Yeah, but I'm highly allergic to them. But I love them. Oh. That's my problem. I see a cat and I start petting it, and then about 10 minutes later, I have to take an antihistamine. But I love cats. I think they rock.
I've got six of them here.
Oh, my gosh.
They're using me for a bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're totally,
posts,
yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, just before you go to bed at night, they say, thanks again, chump, and they go to bed.
They jump on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Wake me up in the middle of the night. Anyway, yeah. I want to take a chance here, and I don't know, I'm hoping this is right, since Kim Jong-un took over.
Right.
I'm going to say that I think that the relationship between North and South Korea is going to soften.
That's interesting. I think there have already been some hopes that he won't be the hardliner that his dad was, but I don't think that'll happen right away because he'll have to prove his toughness before appearing to be vulnerable. But yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't that be nice? They can finally get all those families reunited, et cetera, along
that
the Korean Peninsula. That'd be interesting. Okay, I'm all for that prediction. Let's see whether that happens. Just be nice just to end a totalitarian regime wherever it exists. Now, wouldn't it be a shocker? What would that be like if you're a North Korean and they open up an era of, you know, a new era of freedoms where people are allowed to access the internet and research what's really been going on in the world and in their country after years of a controlled media, and they find out that Kim Jong-il really can't play golf like he says he did. He isn't really an international fashion trendsetter or movie star or whatever. They'd be like, he's not? But the collective wah of North Korea when they find out actually the truth about Kim Jong-il someday. Michael is in Columbus, Ohio on Coast to Coast on a wild card line. Michael?
Hey, sir, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you see for 2012?
Okay, well, I just heard the last one say that Kim Jong-un would collect South Korea under peace, but I do not have that prediction.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think that Kim Jong-un will, by force and war, take over South Korea.
Wow.
And when he does so, China will join in with him, and they will both attack Japan. and make one big collective Eastern Front.
What's in China's best interest to attack Japan and to back the taking over of South Korea?
Well, see, the thing is that China and Kim Jong-un Kim Jong-il were in very tight position with one another. And when they go and they collect South Korea and Japan, it will be to move west and collect Taiwan and Vietnam and all of the eastern countries. They will collect all of them and become one big military force to attack the West.
Well, that's a lot. I mean, I think you're underestimating.
It won't happen in 2012, but the beginning of it by collecting South Korea.
I just think
China's
too many U.S. bases in South Korea to stop that from happening. I mean, I just can't imagine that North Korea is just going to be able to walk in and collect South Korea. I think there's too many Americans and too many people who are interested. And this is why I asked about China. I think China has too much of an interest now in free market trade. I don't know that they would want to take the risk of getting involved in something like that.
Well, and see, but also if you look at the way that history has gone with Iran and Russia, you know, you have this collective thinking of that the West is the evil, and that everyone on that side of the river knows more than anybody else. And you have the dictatorship of the North Koreans. You have the close down of China, especially with Taiwan and everyone in that section.
Okay.
And I think that the whole collection of that area is in the best interest of everyone on that front, typically, because they can collect and start revenue throughout all those countries, a free trade within all those countries.
I don't know.
They won't have to depend on anybody else.
I mean, you may be right. I mean, but I have a feeling, and we'll have to watch it, and that's what these predictions are all about, that China has been one of those voices in the ear of Kim Jong-il. One of the few countries who can whisper to the former head of North Korea and go, gone a little too far on this one. Watch your tone, or dude, I don't know if you realize how you're coming off, in whatever style that's done. But so I'd be surprised if they backed that from Kim Jong Un. But that's why we play him on the field instead of just predicting how the games will get played. Jim is in Delaware on Coast to Coast for the prediction show for 2012. Jim.
Hey, Happy New Year, Ian.
Happy New Year to you, too.
I predict that there's going to be a major earthquake on the East Coast, but what's going to precipitate it is the return of Atlantis off the Florida coast. And what we're going to find out is that Atlantis is attached to the UFOs. That's why, in the Bermuda Triangle, there's all the crazy stuff that goes on.
Okay, so tell me how you say the return of Atlantis. What do you think is going to happen? What do you mean? It's going to kind of rise out of the ocean sort of thing?
Correct. But it's going to cause an earthquake because it's been down for so long that it's going to actually allow, as you know, everything floats on our crust. There's so much weight that as it rises, it's going to cause movement in the earth, and it's going to cause a major earthquake on the East Coast.
Will it just be the remnants of Atlantis, or are you saying there'll be some sort of active community in Atlantis?
No, it's active. That's why we have, the UFOs and the SFO, the submerged objects and stuff, because they're going to and from Atlantis. They're still there. That's why we have all that stuff going on there.
And this will happen, off the Florida coast, you mean like in the Bermuda Triangle kind of thing?
Correct. And according to my dream, it looks like it'll be sometime between the beginning of October and the December.
Okay. So we can mark that now for 2012. That would fall under the category of game changer, I would say. Sean is in Houston on Coast to Coast. Sean?
Yeah, what's up?
All right. So what's your prediction?
Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year to you, too. Yep.
My prediction? Okay, I'm going to have to give you a little background on this one. I think from all this evidence that I've been seeing, like news stories and this NDAA, that Ronald Reagan ain't dead. They've just been keeping him frozen on ice down under some CIA black site. And I think that sometime in 2012, this is my prediction now, I think that sometime down in 2012, right before the election probably, they're going to have Obama go up there and do a speech. And then some CIA, FBI goon is just going to come up there and pop him in the head, just right there, or assassination on
pop,
the spot.
Pop
and then,
whom in the – wait, pop whom in the head?
Obama.
Okay.
I think they're going to kill Obama and reveal to the public that Ronald Reagan is back in town. Because all this national defense stuff screams Ronald Reagan. This is the stuff that he would have done right then. And I think Obama's too socialist to do all that. I like that about him. Because I'm a bona fide communist myself. But, yeah.
Okay. So as a bona fide communist, why so you're saying that he's too pro defense, Obama?
He's too socialist to like all this. This is all a right wing or just right wing redneck stuff a totalitarian government would like. Not someone trying to make a socialist utopia like Barack Obama.
Okay. And I'm just trying to follow you. So now you're saying where you're living in a kind of socialist utopia,
he's
trying to make one.
Yeah,
and you're
trying.
Okay, and you think because of that, just before the election, they're going to assassinate him and reveal Ronald Reagan. Will Ronald Reagan become president again?
Yeah, they're going to declare him emperor of the North American Federation. They're going to declare war on Canada and Mexico and take them all back and get all our land and that we supposedly deserve.
All right, I will say, maybe that idea about the emperor, you might have gone too far on that one, but we'll put it down anyway. That may be your Achilles heel on that prediction, the declaration of a former dead president as emperor. That may be the one that doesn't make it when we read back the predictions this time next year. But, from where we're looking right now, you're still not wrong, dude. Not until October. Talk about an October surprise. What's your prediction? The rising of Atlantis? Even if they found Atlantis, that would be a game changer. Didn't have to be any living person there, No abyss / sea monkey-like kind of world going on underneath the water. Even if they found evidence of Atlantis off the coast of Florida like that, that would be massively cool. But what about you? What do you think is going to happen? The lines are locked. We'll give you the numbers anyway so you can start dialing and dial until you get through. Next on Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett. Messages people are tweeting to me at my Twitter account, which is at Deacon Punnett, DEACONPUNNETT. I'm preaching in the morning. But it's New Year's morning, so I'm keeping it short and soft. although they're whiskey palians, they can handle it. But it's kind of fun, these messages people are sending me. They're listening to the show right now. One person sent their prediction that the first 2 hours of the show would be people sending in condolences about George Norrie's dad and about this tinnitus thing I've got going on. Thank God that hasn't happened, although I appreciate all your kind words on that. And I think we all still think about George heading into the new year, missing his father. I remember a prediction last year somebody made that Coast to Coast would launch a new show. What was it? Was it last year or the year before? Would launch a new show at night, like an early version of Coast to Coast, but it would be focused on religious themes, and I would be hosting it. And I thought that's not going to happen. But B, I was trying to think, well, what would we call that even? And the thought occurred to me, if that ever did happen, and it won't, but it ever did happen, I came up with a perfect name for it. Coast to Coast, Amen. Yeah, well, Anyway, maybe somebody else will do that. Maybe John B. Wells will do that show coming up. He's going to take over Saturday nights as of next Saturday, and I'll be going down to one Sunday a month. So this is my last official Saturday on Coast to Coast, and you guys are sending me out in style. Great predictions. Loving the show. On Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett. Well, I can't remember if there's anybody that predicted a Japan earthquake last night. It seems to me somebody may have mentioned that. I don't have the sheet in front of me. But if a Japanese earthquake was on your prediction list for 2012, let's mark that a hit. A strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.0 struck under the sea several hundred miles south of Japan on Sunday, shaking buildings. There was no danger of a tsunami, as it was reported. The quake struck near the uninhabited island of Toroshima in the Pacific Island, 370 miles south of Tokyo. Its epicenter was 230 miles below the sea. The official science agency said there was no danger of tsunami. Buildings in Tokyo shook, but there was no reports of any damage or injuries. No abnormalities reported in any other regions, including power plants and other issues which have plagued Japan in the past. So thank you. I only got that from some people that were sending that out as a tweet. So thank you. Again, Deacon Punnett is my Twitter account. It's my chance to keep up with you all during the week. Let me go to Fred in Asheville, North Carolina, on Coast to Coast. First-time caller line for the prediction show for 2012. Fred?
Yes, Deacon.
What do you see coming?
Be another Kent State on the West Coast this year.
Interesting. What would be at the center of that? We know Kent State was a protest about the war. What do you think this will be about?
This will be about the government has tested the water, but now they're going to find out how deep it is, and they're going to find out how divided we are. And it will be because of people protesting social ills in this country.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. That would be somewhere he said on the West Coast this time. And that brings us to Linda in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, on Coast to Coast for the prediction show. Linda?
Hi, Ian. Hi. I'm going to take a little different direction.
Okay.
My prediction is that more and more families are going to be moving in together. Just because of a deepening depression, people are going to go back to growing and preserving their own food.
Well, that, you know, there's two things about that I find interesting. I think that's a trend that we've seen a lot in the last couple of years. Anyway, generational cohabitation that had at one time you were considered weird if you came back and you lived in your parents' house. Now there's a lot of people who say they can't get rid of their kids. But I think that what you're suggesting is then maybe grandpa and grandma and their kids and then grandkids all in the same house.
Yeah, I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it at my house. And
yeah.
And the fact that food is just going up so greatly for people who are on fixed income.
Sure.
Have to grow food.
Yeah, but if you are on a fixed income and you're trying to have food, don't have teenagers anywhere around it.
I know.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a zero-sum game between seniors and teenagers, and seniors are going to lose.
Yeah, I have a grandson that was 18. He had a hollow leg.
Exactly. And so I just had three 19 to 20-year-olds downstairs before the start of the show, and they were going through the kitchen like locusts, and I'm glad to have him in the house. Love to see him, and it's just amazing what they can get off a steak. I was gonna, and I really mean it. I appreciate that. I was kind of raised with that idea that you'd never leave something on the bone. If you can get it off, if it's good protein, you know, it's your obligation to try and do it. And my kids are a little too posh for that, and it bugs me stupid. I didn't raise them that way, but they just, you know, they can't be bothered to get in there and get meat off of a bone of, say, like a good T-bone. And I was so happy that both of the kids down there, Alec and Kyle, were going down and they were picking it right down to the bone. Made me very happy. It's like my dog Jack couldn't do any better than that. It was good to see for once. Frank is in Palos Verdes, California, on Coast to Coast for the prediction show. Frank, what do you see happening in 2012?
I give you the predictions, I'm going to tell you that there's been a lot of intrigue in trying to speak with you this evening. Called twice in to speak to Gina, and the evil forces had disconnected me twice. And I had Frank, a friend of mine, call through, and these demonic forces were unable to disconnect me this time. And I wanted
Is this Suleiman?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? How are they demonic forces versus your calling again?
And let me tell you, I spoke with Gina twice.
I know, but what's the difference between a demonic force and you're calling one more time to get on the air?
Oh, I was disconnected twice before I could get to you.
Ah, okay.
And
well, let's get to the prediction right away then. So as long as you got through on subterfuge, let's go ahead and get it over with. Go ahead.
Sometimes subterfuge is the only way to get through to these demons.
Yeah, and that may be a hint that something. You might just want to kick that around a little bit. Maybe you're just trying to call too much. But go ahead.
Well,
what's your prediction?
Not really.
Go ahead. What's your prediction?
Okay, number one is that there will be war with North Korea attacking South Korea. It'll be within the next 2 months. United States, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, will be involved. China will get involved. United States will attack China. That will become the first domino in the World War III scenario that will start in the Middle East, where the United States, England, and Israel will attack Iran.
Okay.
And Russia and China will be involved in that. The entire Middle East will be destroyed, and the Los Angeles will be struck with a black nuclear missile fired from North Korea shortly after the incident occurs with North Korea.
Sometime in the next 8 weeks?
Within the next 3 months.
Okay, next 3 months. Okay, very good. I'll make a prediction. Bill from West Hartford, Will from Madison, Suleiman, maybe a half dozen other callers will use fake names and fake locations just to try to get back on the air because they can't stop themselves. That'll be my prediction for 2012. And I'm already right. How about that? I am already right. I think we should use that then for the rest of the night on predictions that are already right. Let me get to Mike, who's in Toronto on Coast to Coast on the international line, for your predictions for 2012. Mike?
Hi, Ian. I'm just calling to make a prediction about the 2012 election in the United States.
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I know a caller from yesterday predicted that Ron Paul will win, and then he's going to have the election stolen from him.
Right, I heard that last night, exactly. Right.
I have something to add to that. My prediction is kind of based on alternative theory and esoteric type ologies. You know how the mainstream media usually parrots a talking point to create a narrative? Well, right now the narrative is sort of like Ron Paul supporters are really enthusiastic. I think when the election's stolen, the narrative will become, well, Ron Paul supporters are becoming violent or more crazy. And then according to a lot of like occult people, they say that the 44th president has to be murdered. So they're saying that's going to happen on the 2013. And then after that, according to alternative media, that Maya Homeland Security report, which demonizes conservatives, gun owners, and libertarians, that's going to come full force after the assassination. And you know how in 2008 they kept on putting that idea of Obama's assassination in the media in people's heads already? So I think there's something to that theory about the 44th president.
Okay. Well, you know, there was a lot of, I think there was discussion about that with President Obama because they saw a huge uptick in death threats about him from people that were angry that it was an African-American president. And then some of the other claims that came along with that, that had seemed like it sort of died down. That thought that Obama wasn't, you know, going to make it through the first, you know, term, et cetera. And I'm glad to hear that because I don't want to live in a country like that. I mean, I still think it's wrong to shoot any president and not even.
Of course. I think
Canada,
the people shooting Obama will be the Secret Service, of course.
Okay. All right. Well, and I, you know, you're on record. I think it's an interesting thought about how the media changes its narrative around people. They go with very simple narratives. So again, for the record, I think the mainstream media has never had as little of an impact as it has now in our culture. There's so much media, so there's just no centralized voice. There's a certain point of view that comes over from the major networks, but I don't think it's all that influential. I did see tonight, though, CNN is reporting, maybe Fox News is, I didn't go to the website yet, that new poll data shows Mitt Romney comfortably in the lead, Ron Paul in second place, Newt Gingrich in third for the Iowa caucus, which is just a few hours away. And I mean that quite literally, not like 72 hours away. Kassan is in Old Fort, North Carolina on coast to coast. Kassan?
Hey, Ian.
Am I pronouncing that reasonably close?
You are pronouncing that perfectly close. I'd like to say hi to my fellow goons who are all listening tonight.
Fellow goons, did you say?
My fellow goons.
Goons, okay. Yo to the goons. All right. So what's your prediction for 2012?
And forgive me, Skype is cutting in and out. So when I speak, it's cutting you off. So I'll try and be quick. The first prediction that I have is I think this year science is going to provide irrevocable proof that there is no God.
Science is going to produce irrevocable proof there is no God. How does science prove an article of faith?
Well, if I was a scientist, I would probably be able to answer that question, but it's just something that I think might actually happen this year.
I don't even understand why science would even want to, but I understand why some scientists or some people who think they think scientifically why they want to, but all right, so that science would prove there's no God. I don't know how science could ever do that. It would be like football players proving that baseball isn't as good a sport or something. I mean, if you're a football guy, you already think that way, right? If you're a baseball player, it doesn't matter what football players think. But we'll see. That would be 2012. John is in Medford, Oregon.
Yes, sir.
Kind of the emotional heart, in some ways, of Coast to Coast is in Medford,
Absolutely.
Oregon.
Absolutely. I know where it all began.
There you go. Watch. So, John, go ahead and what's your prediction for 2012?
My prediction is that time travel will become a reality in 2012.
That'd be so cool.
I had a dream recently on Christmas, and I kind of woke up with an epiphany. And on December 21st of 2012, we will discover time travel technology. And basically what that means is that time itself will become completely irrelevant, which makes the Mayan calendar prediction of the end of time completely correct.
Hmm. See, I was really going with the Mayan swimsuit calendar idea. That
I love it.
We're all for that one. Don't know what that means, but we know it's timeless, whatever it is. All right, thank you for that. We'll see what happens in 2012. And Andrew is in San Antonio on Coast to Coast on a wild card line. Andrew?
Well, continuing with the Mayan calendar theme, in particular the long count. I hope for our sake that, we get to see that Mayan swimsuit issue, and I believe your last caller, well, I hope he's correct. But looking back and realizing that the Mayans were experts at astronomy, math, engineering, and all those scientific kind of things, and, you know, they have a certain period of long counts. Now, what I think is they might have seen, and they're good at calculus, too, obviously. Maybe they saw something in the sky perhaps a comet, a meteor, or perhaps a rogue star, a dwarf sun that's in a highly, that only comes around so often. Now, I'm not saying it's going to hit in 2012. My prediction is that we're going to understand why that they predicted that the long count would end then. So I don't think they'd have, you know, a quarter of a long count. I believe that it will hit within the next long count period. And I hope for our sakes that, you know, their calculations were a little less, you know, they were, our calculations were a little better than theirs, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm following you there. So you're on the record, and we'll see whether or not that ends up being prophetic about what's coming in December of, well, almost everywhere in the United States, it's the New Year's. We'll get to 5 minutes from now. It'll happen on the West Coast, and Happy New Year to everybody else who's already crossed that line. And it's coming to you all, too, in Hawaii and Alaska. So we did the prediction show last night, too. If you missed it, you can go back over and listen to part one of the predictions for 2012. If you have Coast Insider, not hard to find, just go to coasttocoastam.com, and right there, just click onto the Coast Insider tab, and it'll give you more information on how inexpensive and what the huge benefits are for having Coast Insider at your fingertips at any given time. Also, there were some terrific stories we didn't even mention tonight that are in the news box. We just kind of jumped right into the prediction show for 2012. So I refer you to the website for some great stories there tonight and some photographs that you all sent in. And it's always great for your contributions. I hope that you continue to be invested in Coast to Coast in 2012. I'll have some closing comments coming up a little bit later on in the show. But for my weekly participation, going down to once a month coming up in January and the second Sunday of the month. On Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett.